Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
All right, welcome to Sports Inside and Out update here on Blog Talk Radio. Sports Inside and Out, the number one sports talk show for legends on radio and soon to be on simulcast. That's right, keep a lookout. Second quarter of 2016, we will be on TV, simulcasting on Stellar Entertainment Award Networks on Comcast, of course, and we look forward to putting faces with the voices. That's right, it's going to be a great picture. Hey, listen, if you've seen the pre-billboard, of course, this is a quick special we're going to be doing and keeping up with the WNBA. What a playoff. It is really great to be able to see the purity of basketball back. These girls play with such passion and such tenacity. They really, really enjoy watching. And they, unlike the NBA, this is true passion. No egos. I mean, they're playing some great, great basketball. And, of course, we're going to have something very special, if you recall, not just recently, just recently, I should say. We had a guest analyst on, his nephew of Wally Jones, and he is something to behold. And of course, I'm quite sure he'll have all we need in pertaining to the WNBA. He's going to be our analytical guru for the day. And Wally, you popped up on the screen. I think you might be there. Wally, you there?
Yes, I am, Coach. I'm really happy to be on today and have my grandson, Madison Wright. Young man.
Madison is back with us, yeah. The screen is just coming into focus now, so everybody is coming up while he's up in there. See, is Madison on yet?
Yes.
Hey, Madison, and I think Harlem Globetrotter Hall of Famer is on, Bobby Zorro Hunter. I think he's just popped up.
Come
Bobby, you there?
Stay
it,
baby.
Hey, Bobby Hunter. Hey, listen, Madison, Wally, you're going to take it off. Because this is going to be something very interesting. I'm getting the results of it, and I've been really paying attention. I was locked in on the New York series with the Liberty, and then of course the game I saw paid attention to last night, the Minnesota Maya Moore. To me, you know, I know that Deladon is having a fantastic season; she was the most valuable player. But the girl that sets the pace of the WNBA right now is the face of the WNBA. Is Maya Moore. She's something else, man, you know.
Yeah, she always comes through at that fourth quarter. She's really MVP last year because Deladova was the MVP this year. But I watched their team, and they have not only, I'm talking about all-stars, Sylvia Falls from Wesley Fritz from the championship. She played at Edison High here in Miami. Mm-hmm. She's part of our program. Very proud of her. Of course, Simone Augusta, who I think is one of the baddest. When you talk about a two scoring threat, her and Maya, mm-hmm. two girls that could put on the floor and play ball. They shoot that jumper, go to hoop. They do it all. But Lindsey Whalen, their point guard. These girls are all stars. But when you think of the Phoenix Mercury, I'm missing Diana Taurasi. She's not with the team, but Brittany Griner is doing her job. I mean, that young lady. Yep. They got to get that ball down to her a little more. Yep. But I was just very impressed with the type of basketball that they're playing. It's a very nice thing.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and get an update from our guest analyst. And we're going to hear more about this young man. He's something else. Madison, what's up with you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Okay, what's the overview of the WNBA this week?
The Minnesota Lynx, they defeat the Phoenix Mercury in the series 1-0. Mile Moore at 24 points in that game, so they lead it 1-0 against the Phoenix Mercury. Mm-hmm. And the New York Liberty defeat Indiana team in the lead 1-0. So that's a pretty good series too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you see the strong points? Well, Wally, you take it over with Madison, and me and Wally, me and Bobby, we'll come in and do what we call some of the background critiquing. But Wally, let's go ahead and let Madison run that down today, because you know we want to get used to it. We want to see this young man back.
Okay. Yeah, well, Madison, and I want our listeners to know, Madison, my name is Walter Madison Jones. My uncle was Madison. My daughter, Kelly, named my grandson after me, and I'm so proud of that, Madison. But give us an overview of what you see happening this weekend in reference to sports overall. Just give us a rundown of what you think of the sports that are coming up this weekend. Could you do that, Madison?
Yes, the NFL, I think for this game, Green Bay played the Chiefs Madden football. I think Green Bay win that game. Cowboys play the Falcons. No Romo, no Des Bryant. I think the Falcons win that game. No Romo, Des Bryant out. Trouble for the Cowboys. And the Patriots, Jaguars, the Tom Brady have a pretty good game. And Gronk have a good game. That one. Eagles, Jets, Eagles 0-2 the season. Can they bounce back and win this game against the Jets? Eagles got a must-win game in that game. Niners, Cardinals. Cardinals at home. Cardinals doing good at home. Cardinals doing the ball correctly and doing the thing. Buffalo Bills with Tyrod Taylor, Sammy Watkins, a good collection. Maybe though Ron Tenio and Trevor Lazier looking good. Dolphins that pick that game. Bears, Seattle, Sam Chancellor is back. And Seattle, the Bears in that game too. And a lot of games from NFL and baseball. The Yankees play the White Sox tonight. Yankees trying to make the playoffs. Nationals, Bryce Harper, they lost to the Orioles yesterday. Orioles trying to make the playoffs too. The Pirates in the wild card race. The Cubs wild card race too. The Cubs, Pirates, and the wild card race trying to make the playoffs this year. Yankees in the playoffs. The Blue Jays won the division. The Pesci Royals. They won the division. They are division champions in the baseball world. They're AL Central division champions in baseball. So that's all I got to say about the sports.
Well, listen, let me ask you a question, Madison. What do you feel about, you know, for some reason, my heart has always been with Kansas City. They stole me last year, you know, when they went to the World Series and, of course, came up short. But they had a great, great effort and came up, but really, I would say, a day late and a dollar short. But they made an impact, and it seems to be now that they, Wally and Bobby, they got a formula now that's going to keep them relevant for a long time. What do you think their chances is this year, Madison, of going into the series for the big dance?
The chances are very high. They're a pretty good team. Got Aaron Hosmer, a pretty good hitter. They got Alex Gordon back and healthy. They're pretty and Lorenzo Cain, pretty good hitter too. So I believe the Royals. I believe the Royals might win the World Series this year. They have a good team. Last year lost the Giants. They were so close to winning the World Series championship. So I think this year, they do it again, be champion again. With Alex Gordon back healthy, and they got Nate Yost, pretty good manager for the Royals. So I think this year to go away.
So, Wally, you know, we're not perpetuating gambling now, Madison, you know, but I got a few bucks. I got a few bucks, Madison. I got a couple of bucks. And now, if I put my bucks on the Kansas City Royals this year, Madison, come on and tell me, Madison, am I good, Madison? Will my money be good? Okay,
yes.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Put two grand on the Royals. I mean, on the Royals for me, pal. Please. I got to get a bookie. Give me a bookie. Any bookies out there, call the coach. Madison told me I'll make some money.
I keep repeating this. Madison, you're right. Okay, Madison, I want you to project and take your time. Could you tell me the future of the Dallas team right now with Romo missing?
They signed Matt Castle to a 1-year contract. So Cowboys start Brandon Woody, and Brandon Woody's career is not that good. So Cowboys did a pretty good run game with Dunbar and Larry McFadden. So I think this year the Cowboys got Romo in his brain. I think I think Brandon Whedon have a pretty good game against the Falcons. Falcons this weekend. So I just help the game. So like Cowboy Brandon Whedon started quarterback, and they had Dermot Fadden and pretty good running game. So I did Cowboys win the game against Falcons. So I help.
Yeah. And Madison, that defense, the Cowboy defense is going to keep them relevant, and that offensive line gives them a real good advantage because it is the number one offensive line in the NFL. And you can have, and Billy Joe Dupree and was on our show, for, of course, those that heard it last week, one of the greatest Dallas Cowboy tight end ever. He was talking about exactly what we're talking about right now. And he said, well, what would keep them on par, listeners and, of course, our panelists, is that they have the best offensive line in the NFL. And, you know, as you can see, DeMarco Murray got them yards behind that offensive line. As you can see now, being in Philadelphia, he had minus two. Plus 2 yards the other day. So you can see the importance of the offensive line. So if they keep pounding the ball and be careful with the pass, is what Billy Joe was saying, I think that they will hold par till Romo gets back. Now, the insurance that they have, of course, is having two relatively veteran quarterbacks to split the duties just to hold par till Romo gets back. Now, here's the kicker. It came out in that interview, if y'all heard it, Billy Joe Dupree and Leroy Keyes and C.B. Baker interview, guess who might be winding up going to Dallas, guys? RG3.
Oh, that would be very...
It is sneaky. The word is coming out, and he ain't saying nothing. He's finally shut his mouth. He's being very candid about it. You know, and his home is Texas. And Billy Joe said, listen, don't be surprised if he restructures his contract with the extension with the Washington Redskins guys to go back home to Texas. He said that might be the heir apparent to Romo. He said he'd be very patient behind Romo learning the Dallas Cowboys system.
I think that's
now,
a great
that
idea.
Is the big news that you just heard from Sports Inside and Out. Don't count it that all season you might see RG3 going back to Texas for the Dallas Cowboys. That is in the making. He might be willing to restructure that contract. And something I think that is very interesting as well, Wally, and of course our guest analyst here, is that the Washington Redskins are not playing, and this came from Michael J. Smith, and I got to give the guy credit on this one. He had the word that the Washington Redskins is not because of the talent, and he's not healthy enough to play. He's have a $16 million extension in his contract now, and Gruden wants to play him, but the powers that be said no, that he's worn out his welcome in Washington, and they would rather go with a mediocre quarterback rather than play him now. And if he is not healthy at the end of the season, don't have anything to bargain with. That's the word that's coming out of Washington per our football analyst. So what do you think about that? Tell me your opinion on that. I definitely want to hear it from our guest analyst on the air right now. What do you think of that?
I think RG3, like, when he's healthy, pretty good quarterback, though. But this year, the offensive line is good, getting a sack, getting a pump, getting all these hits. So this year, next year, he might leave Redskins, go to the Cowboys, the Eagles, or different teams like that. I heard for that he goes to RG3, too. With Sam Bradford and not mobile quarterback, he goes to RG3, so I don't know.
Okay.
He's a mobile quarterback, so he goes to play in Buffalo to a certain different team using strength. They're watching off the line, you get a hit, you get a pumble. RG3, when he heard that, but when he's healthy, it was RG3 healthy, when he's healthy, good quarterback, though. So this year, last year, it might be good, that's in the risk game. That's how we eat with the team. So we'll see if the contract will be over the risk game, so we'll see.
Wow, we might have to put him on payroll on the Simulcast,
yeah.
Man. This guy,
he could be our researcher. Question two.
That's our researcher right here, Wally. You know we got to have a researcher on the Simulcast.
Yes, I know.
Somebody to research the scores and updates, and you know that's very interesting. Yeah.
We might have found
him right here in your family, Wally.
Yeah, I think it's important for our listeners to know that we did need a baseball person.
Yeah, we do need a baseball person.
I think
baseball person.
Yeah. We need a researcher for baseball. But I like the way Madison is coming on this, Wally, that, you know, because, you know, one thing we were told by the CEO that we do have to have a researcher for us to do updates on the show, because the show is, we don't want to get in no child labor law here, Madison.
Yeah,
we're going to put us in jail, like Madison.
It's very important to realize that he's 14. Is that correct, Madison? 14 years old? Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, we might have to have an intern, in situation to stay illegal. Is your mother on the line? First of all,
I think she is on the line.
I think I hear. What did you say, Dolly?
I said he can get a permit to work at 14.
Okay, all right, now, you know, hey, Bob, so you're going to be the first national intern, 14-year-old intern on television.
Yeah, we love that.
With 27 million viewers a week, you might have a future. I might be your agent, buddy.
I do want to say this, Kelly. Appreciate you having your son and my grandson on, and really it's so important in our society since we work with youth all over to give them aspirations. I mean, people have so many aspirations and dreams, and I really appreciate you coming on this morning, Madison. Thank you, Kelly.
My pleasure.
Yes, Kelly, again, thank you so much, and, you know, Madison, you're not going to be a stranger on the show, and I can think you can contest to that. And all of our listeners now, of course, we're just prescribing up to well over 1,700-plus logging in per month now on our little update here. And, of course, maybe we can get Madison on one of our national shows that broadcasts over in Europe to let our listeners over in the European corridor hear this fantastic talent that you got here in the family, Wally.
Yeah, I think that'd be real nice. For Kelly and Madison, Coach Hatch is talking about SoundCloud, our iHeartRadio, and also the Armed Forces Network, which travels all over the world. So we'll talk about that a little more.
We'll discuss that. I think that'll be a very interesting situation. But, again, thank you so much for joining us and being our guest analyst for our Saturday morning update here on our podcast on Sports Inside and Out, Madison. And take care. And how's the weather up there in Philadelphia, man?
No, it's Washington.
No, we're in Maryland, Southern Maryland.
Oh, you're in Southern Maryland. Oh, okay. Oh, well, y'all in the gun, too. Y'all just as bad as South Carolina. Well, out the kettle into the fire, I'm right behind you. So, hey, you know, I got to say too much. And, Bobby, you in Charleston.
You better believe it. The weather's beautiful. I'm telling you, oh, God.
Oh, my gracious, watch out.
Hey, I did a lot of verandering. It's such a word.
Okay. Well, listen, I give everyone a whole you thing. Thank you so much, Kelly. And Madison, we look forward to hearing from you real soon. Keep your notebooks and your critiquing up, Madison.
I can just see your show. Madison, you're right show.
Yeah, Madison, you right segment. Yeah.
I like
Madison,
that, Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey,
okay,
Madison,
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right,
thank you.
Okay, darling. All right, Madison, take care. Hey, thanks for the tip, Madison. Madison, one more word. I'm playing to Kansas City now. I'm putting Kansas City out there, Madison. If I lose my money, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. All right, guys. All right. All right. Yeah, Wally's a fantastic. A great opportunity, Wally and Bobby, to have that type of talent and gift on the show. And, you know, that's a content bonanza.
Yeah.
For our listeners who are out there that's inspiring their kids to be able to get into sports. And
it also brings a greater listening market to us of young people.
Yeah, absolutely do. With a personality like Madison. You know what, and it's very interesting. You know, we talk about so many firsts on our Sports Inside and Out show, particularly with our international broadcast. And, of course, I got to commend Bobby with the Dale Davis and Wally show. You got picked up in the Federation of Russia. Picked your show up with Dale Davis and Germany, of course, our home base for SoundCloud. And I saw something very interesting, guys, that a strong interest on that show was in Belgium and in that corridor. So it was very interesting, the accolades is coming in. I'm very, very proud of the way things are going with nationally and internationally.
My family is in Belgium now. They're part of the technology that will be critiquing the bones that were found in the cave there in Belgium.
The archaeological find that they've been putting out there. That was a very deep piece they did on CNN on that.
So I'm extremely interested as a historian on the bones, but I'm more interested in the cave, which will give equal information.
You know, I saw something very interesting. We are getting out there because this is what we're about on the History Channel. They did they had a segment called Explore about this ancient civilization that they found that was documented as being thriving and being able to even pre Babylon 3,000 years. Now Babylon was you know the genesis of the archaeological history as far as writing and understanding things, but this particular dwelling was found to be 3,000 years before Babylon. So it's very interesting how they're finding these things, and this is so mathematically correct in the universal alignments and, you know, how in the world that this is a pre-Babylon civilization had their own writings and astrological studies. So, you know, this is, we're not alone. We are not alone.
alone. Historical Association, which I'm a part of, which we make a study of ancient civilizations, mainly the Ottoman Empire and the and also we are studying the travel of the Germanic tribes.
Yeah.
And looking for the origin of what is called the American Indian. I hate using that word.
They talk about the natural land bridge that was in the coming across the Siberia or Alaskan, what do you call it? I forgot the land bridge that was there.
Yes, but also the land mass that was in place coming through the South Americas and Africa.
Right, absolutely, I forgot the name. They call it a continent. There actually was one before it split. I forgot the terminology. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the artwork which was in various caves is also a trail which historically tell the story of life, if not also the vegetation which was carried on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's well, we you know we'll get on that in a later time because this can get deep. Because believe me, the legends are very much into history. Period. You know, while I can tell you a great deal of things, and of course my minor was history in college and you know through Dr. Richard Labcheck. So, you know, you can learn some things from these old fellas here on air. But let's get back to what we do best, right, guys.
Oh.
It was a great situation in Charleston, Bobby. And how did things come out? What was the end result?
Things came out truly great. you had I didn't know there were so many mayors. The mayor of North Charleston, the mayor of Charleston, and then there's another mayor. So you know, and then then they're all running for mayor. So it was mayor great there at the program. Dale did a great job in his presentation, and when we added the three-man basketball tournament that will be going around the country into the eMonaco card and the help we're doing in communities, it came across very great. And then I got to make a presentation that was slightly off. It wasn't dealing with the actual business, but the Hello program, which is getting not only athletes but people to stop in various hospitals where there are people who don't get any visitors and just to come in and say hello.
Yeah, I think that's so important.
Listen, we're talking about, I can elaborate on this, that we're talking about Dale Davis, listeners, that those that didn't hear the broadcast last week. Now, we're talking about Double D, Dale Davis, one of the great power fours in the NBA. Wally, you can expand on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's an Indiana Pacer and a young man that is doing a great job in reference to e-money or money cards. But I think some of the things that Bobby talked about are not only about the three-on-three or having seniors speaking to kids, because there are times that we don't realize to use one of our natural resources, the senior citizens. And I think through the years that I worked for the Miami Heat, we would take students to senior citizens' homes and have them talk. We had senior citizens' prom. And I think one of the things that that Bobby just said that I think is very important, that we do need to visit these hospitals and visit people that don't get visitation. And I think Chuck and I are talking about that during the Thanksgiving holiday.
We will be at the VA hospital in Hampton, Virginia. We just got a call. I did remember, I forgot to tell you guys, senior moment, of course, but the community affairs director at the Hampton VA just contacted us through our old contact there. You remember Lorenzo Hughes? Young man in the, Lorenzo is there in Hampton, of course, with his Dallas Cowboy championship ring on and his Dallas Cowboy wheelchair.
Coach, Wally, let me say this here. It was a Thursday morning. I went to the VA hospital in Charleston, and it was a world in there. It was a world in there, a world of activity, and this was 9 o'clock in the morning they had started, you know. And I stayed as long as I could, and I went to I went to a couple of places, and I simply said hello and said who I was and ask who they were. So, you know, that's part of the Hello program. Hello, how are you? And all of a sudden someone yells out, hey, Bobby Hunter. And I had brought a Rucker 50th anniversary shirt. I brought two of them to give away. And someone yelled, hey, Bobby Hunter, I'm from 129th Street, Lenox Avenue.
And that's something.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Look, we got 30 seconds left, guys. But of course, listen, don't forget to stay in next week's Sports Inside. Now, it's going to be a joint Wally Wonder, Bobby Hunter update again, and we're going to have another special guest on a round table. Please stay in touch with us. Go to Sports Inside and Out Legends Facebook and like that page and keep up and listen to all the prior and up to date broadcasts. SportsInsideAndOut.com will be updated now with our new network. Getting ready for our simulcast, of course, coming up. But this is Coach Atcher and Wally, on behalf of Wally Jones and Bobby Zorro Hunter. Thanks for joining us and letting us be a part of your Saturday morning here on Sports Inside and Out Blog Talk Radio. And guys, just hold on.
All right, and, bless our troops.
Yes, 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 South man. And I'll be in touch with you cats very, very shortly. Wally, I got to call you right back. Oh, Bobby, Earl Foreman told me to tell you hello.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing the foul. He's still in the hospital, Wally, but he is doing better. He is doing better. They took 11 ounces of fluid off of him.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that that was very important. But we got to keep him in prayer. He is still very delicate. But to give you that insight on that, guys, and, of course, we did get a call in from Ed Hale at the Baltimore Blast, the director of the Baltimore Civic Center, which is now Farm Center. They renamed it.
Okay.
It's been branded now after a company.
Okay.
They called, and looks like we have the January 12th, Tuesday, January 12th, will be the targeted date for Earl Foreman's red carpet premiere of the Dreammaker in Baltimore. They just called back. They're working it out now with Ed Hale and the Civic Center people, and we Stewart's back into the mix of it. And I sent this information to Chicago, and we should be hearing something back. But it looks like now things are getting into another gear. The city of Baltimore, Ed Hale, God bless him, is really his staff at Baltimore Blast, and David Bascom is helping out as well, Wally.
Good.
We have to contact Hugh Smith, who, if you looked at the video carefully, Coach, had a very intimate part within the Baltimore settling of the riot.
Yeah, okay. That was very interesting, Bob. I did mention we had a Harlem Globetrotter legend. Here's something, and I have to tell you about that. They were very much concerned about not staying in a political arena with this particular event. We were told by Ed Hale, who's the political situation in Baltimore is very delicate, and they did not want Earl Foreman's tribute. It's going to be an asset to the sports community and the community at large for what he meant to the sports community, and this is coming from Ed, the suggestion, keep this out of the political arena altogether. Stay straight in what they're doing so they can work very candidly with him, because it is some problems going on with the mayoral situation in Baltimore that is not conducive right now. So that's the word we got. So we gotta stay in like a swim lane and just go in and do a great project. And I just found out this is the first movie premiere. Baltimore used to be a major movie premiere area at one time, way back in the century. But I think it's been 60 or 70 years, they never had a red carpet movie premiere in Baltimore. So now this is going to be something special that they're going to be bringing in. But that's the high side of it. But that was one of the things I did say. He said, no, Coach, here's my suggestion to you now. You don't want that bleed over. Because once the press get onto it, and we got Paul Wally, the ESPN announcer there with the Blast that we met in Bermuda, he's going to handle the press. He's going to keep it in the sports. He's going to keep it the sports and handle all the press conferences and press releases and everything that we need. So that's going to be fantastic. But, Bobby, I think that, we can work that in, but we're going to have to work it in on the Sports Inside and Out tribute side as one of the special celebrity guests from Baltimore.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But we're in good shape. I had no idea, but I'm glad I talked to him. I got the real insight.
He carries a very large attendance with him.
Well, it's a private viewing is only 500 invited, and the guest list is coming out from every person that was involved in the Squire thing, of course, and then Stewart is getting his list from Earl and the family and his guests who they wanted to the premiere. But we do have our say-so in as far as Sports Inside and Out.
Barclays, that getting off the subject, the Barclays Center in New York, they have close to 500 people registered for the three-man tryout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I said, well, gee, wait a minute, aren't you ahead of the – they said, no, they said they're getting ready already because they're very excited about the three-man tryout.
Yeah.
you can see what information I'll send to you. It's threemanbasketball.com.
All right. Sound like a
all right.
Winner.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, I'll be with you in shortly. Okay.
All right. Take care, fellas.
Okay. All right, Ben.
Later.